Ukrainian forces fighting Russian-backed separatists are looking for more help from Europe and the United States at a time when Russian President Vladimir Putin may see President Barack Obama as weakened by electoral losses, says the Atlantic Council's Robert Manning.
We know that, for example, in the Ukraine, Putin looks like he's trying to strengthen his position in eastern Ukraine and break away Donetsk from the rest of the country, and that he might be more encouraged to do that.
President Putin faced little criticism on Ukraine at a meeting of Asia-Pacific leaders in Beijing, in part because of what former Putin advisor Andrei Ilarionov calls a tactical pause in the Russian offensive.
This is partly the result of elections in the U.S. Congress and partly connected to Putin's visit to Asia. It was probably a decision that escalating the conflict would create a bad atmosphere during Putin's meetings with international leaders. But then, after this visit, we will see an escalation.
Republican Senator John McCain, who's in line to chair the Senate Armed Services Committee, has been pushing President Obama to take a harder line against Moscow. Yet this could help the president, says American University professor Keith Darden.
In some ways, it increases Obama's leverage in his negotiations with the Russians to the extent that those exist, because basically, you know, there's always a threat that Congress is going to act on its own.
Eric Rubens, the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, he says there's broad bipartisan support for how to move forward on Ukraine.
The key question is, does Ukraine need help rebuilding its military and its national security infrastructure? The answer is yes. And are we committed to helping them? Yes, we are, very publicly. There has been a significant amount of assistance since the crisis. There will be more. The question is what? And that's the debate that's going on now.
In that debate, the installation of new leaders in Ukraine's breakaway regions could help fuel a Republican drive for stronger U.S. action, including sending weapons.
If Congress gets involved, not only is it probably going to be more severe, including military aid and maybe some economic aid, there might be more significant sanctions on Russia, and they're much harder to undo.
Prospects for tougher sanctions will be part of European Union talks in Brussels Monday, says EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
We will have a ministerial meeting in Brussels on Monday. So a discussion will be there, but I would say not just on whether to increase the sanctions, but most of all, how to support Ukraine in these times of difficult times. Difficult because of security on its territory.
Security threatened by troop movements along the Russian border that German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier warns could lead to violent confrontations that must be avoided. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.